only Americans who's concerned with the Somali business is the ones who have no life.
$5 million within the past
2 years. 5.9 million they received in 2 years. That facility right there.
On the heels of the Somalian fraud disaster, the question arises, where did third world refugees learn to construct this staggering fraud industrial complex?
What we see in Minnesota is not a handful of bad actors committing crimes. It's a staggering industrial scale fraud.
And I said, hey, I'm just wondering, I've got a grandson who's looking for childcare, and I wonder if this might be a good facility. And they had the door open, and I looked, and there were no kids. There was like a couch and a table with a couple chairs. And I said, well, are the kids out back playing, or what kind of place is this? And the guy said, you go, you go. And he almost pushed me out the door, and then he followed me down the street to my car. And that's when I said, wait a minute, there's something going on here, and that's got to be maybe 5 years ago.
Illegal immigrants are given $7,000 per person in the form of Minnesota Care benefits here in Minnesota, paid for by Minnesota taxpayers.
All of a sudden, there was a boom, and people were buying very expensive homes and posting about those homes.
Where was all the money coming from?
Everybody knew, but nobody had the courage to speak about it because they understood the repercussions. So I decided to speak out.
Abdi went on a trip to Africa early this year. When he got there, he says he was attacked and pepper sprayed for information he put online regarding feeding our future.
Turns out that the Quality Learning Center, specifically Quality Learning Center, has received 13 violations and has been investigated multiple times just in the last 4 years by the Department of Human Services in Minnesota. You have people coming from the state 13 different times in the last 4 years and they didn't notice this? Obviously, this is something that needs to be looked into to see just how much did state and city officials play a role in all of this fraud.
Likely, there were many enablers, but per usual, a main road leads to the Obama subversion network.
We got to make sure every kid has a meal. That was Michelle Obama. Ilhan Omar says, oh, we could do that in Minnesota. I'll start a whole new program. So now she's using all of the legalese from Michelle Obama. Go to Minnesota. They create this feeding our future. No kid starves. And where did all the money end up? In Kenya, China, Somalia. Who's linked to Kenya? Barack Obama. Who's in China? Tim Walz.
I mean, he basically offered a shrug and a smile. Well, there's $1 billion missing on the table, and someone's going to have to answer for it.
And now that fraud has spread like a cancer across these United States.
I would say our country should be more fearful of white men across our country because they are actually causing most of the deaths within this country.
Nick Shirley, I hope you see this video. Please come to Columbus, Ohio. The reporting you did in Minnesota was amazing. Thank you for that. And if you come to Columbus, Ohio, you will find the exact same fraud.
Based on what we've all seen in Minnesota, if tens of thousands of Somalis are not deported back to their third world country, and if government officials like Tim Walz and other people in Minnesota are not sent to jail or at least indicted, let me just say this. This administration, the concept of Make America Great Again, and for that matter, the rule of law, are all completely full of shit.
This once relatively healthy country has been sickened from the inside out. We must face this awful truth and eliminate the cause before it is too late.
Going this Somali fraud to continue under your watch
of the people of Minnesota.
John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Wake up in a world trying to drain your light. Screams got you
numb, keep you foggy at night. They want you tired, unfocused, slow, but I cracked the code. Now the voltage flows. Clean energy, no crash, no fade. Mind sharp like a blade when the system plays games. From the gym to the grind to the war for your mind. This ain't luck. Nah, this is designed. Ultimate power.
Something even better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at thealexshowstore.com.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is the War Room, broadcasting on the final day of 2025. We're talking about the Somali fraud. And not the Somali fraud in particular, although we do have a lot of stories about that. But what it represents as one aspect of the universal rape of America, basically. And people are reaching their breaking point. Long overdue, in my opinion. Glad this has finally come to light. But when you really think about, I mean, it's just overwhelming. It's just crazy what we've been through in the last little while. I mean, no matter what they find, no matter how many billions of dollars they find in Somali fraud, it wouldn't even reach up to a single percent of the fraud that was committed during COVID, right? I mean, the amount of fraud, truly unimaginable. Let's go to clip number two here. I'll show you a few angry Americans sick of our seeming inability to do anything about the relentless criminality and fraud from our own government. Let's watch.
Has anybody else started to reach their breaking point or a boiling point? So this is starting to look like a country that I am no longer proud to have served. I've been working my entire adult life, and I have paid half or more than half back to the government in some way, shape, or form in taxes for the past 30 years. And if you don't believe me, look up everything that you have that is taxed. State income tax, federal income tax, property taxes, payroll taxes, Medicare taxes, Medicaid taxes, sales taxes. Everything is taxed. Everything. And we have a political apparatus where half of them say that if you don't keep us in power, we will steal from you so that we can import people that will. So shut up and go back to work. And another side of the aisle that is either in do anything about it and won't even try to actually represent the people that vote for them. Is anybody else getting to a point where we feel like we cannot vote our way out of this? Where does that leave us? Because nothing is going to happen about the fraud. Nothing. All of the fraud that Elon Musk and Doge exposed, the Republican Congress turned around to the American voter that put them in power and extended one of these. It doesn't matter what we do. This situation is completely freaking unsustainable. Totally and completely unsustainable. It's a waste of time to vote, and it's a waste of energy to pay taxes so that we can give it to people that are going to steal from us. And then we can send it to other countries that hate us. And we can send it to people in the European Union that look down their nose at the American worker and say, good little bitch, go back to work. It's putting us in a helpless situation, and I don't think the people in Washington living in that bubble realize the anger that is fuming outside of the borders of that city. And I am not theatrical congressional hearing where a couple of corrupt leftists and then nothing happens.
Yeah, it's exactly how people should be feeling. Again, it's way overdue. It's almost impossible to even comprehend of what they've stolen from you, from me, from all of us, from anybody not dependent on them, that's being robbed from them. You know, money is just a form of energy, right? It represents your life, represents your blood. It represents your fleeting time on earth, right? If you, especially if you're an hourly employee, when I say they take half of your tax money, they're taking half of your life. That means you have worked for them. You have slaved away for them, not for your benefit, not for your community's benefit, not for your family's benefit, for your enemies. They've robbed you. They've robbed all of us to a degree that is unimaginable. That's why I post things like, anytime China comes out with some new incredible airport and it's just like, why can't we have nice things? This is why. Can you imagine? Can you imagine America with half the number of people and 1,000 times the money? I mean, when you break down the prosperity of the American people, I mean, unimaginable that you have, like, okay, take the American population and then remove everybody that's dependent on the government, everybody that's on welfare, that's like half the people gone, right? Then anybody that works for the government doesn't make money, doesn't produce anything, it doesn't create profit, right? It's paid for by your tax dollars that are stolen from you. Everybody that works for the government, and everybody that works on contracts for the government, and everybody that works in NGOs that are funded by taxpayer dollars. It's like eventually you're left with like what, 5% of the population is paying for everybody else. That 5% is so unbelievably productive, so unbelievably prosperous that we can pay for the other 95% of worthless leeches. It's wild. And that's not even getting in to the money that's given to overseas, the money that's given to foreign powers, the money that's given to weapons manufacturers so we can wage wars overseas for foreign powers. I mean, when you really think about the number of ways that the American people are screwed over and robbed, it's a miracle that we can do anything. And it is literally Kurt Vonnegut, Harrison Bergeron, the most powerful, productive, incredible nation the world has ever seen, but we are barely hobbling along under the unbearable weight of 6 billion people depending on us. It's like, enough, enough. Even if just like, there's so many ways to consider this, but just imagine if you just only had to work half the time. Just, you go to work 8 hours a day. What if you had to only go 4 hours a day? What if you just went to work 2.5 days a week instead of 5? Just that alone. Like, you can't imagine the life that has been stolen from you. And I'm glad people are finally, I'm glad people are getting appropriately mad about this. And people are coming up with ideas on how to deal with this. And we'll talk about that in just a second. But I want to go to another clip 3 here. This is Andy Frizzella. And a bunch of his clips have gone viral yesterday. But I'll show 2 here. We'll go first to clip number 3. Here's Andy Frizzella explaining what most Americans, I think, feel these days.
Today, making my coffee. Meanwhile,
let's go to clip 3 here. Andy Frizzella, clip 3.
We're talking about the intentional demoralization of the American culture for the financial benefit and windfall of people who feel that it is their right not to serve us, but it is their right to rule over us. Okay. And like I've said a million times, you know, those people are never going to voluntarily give up that position. It's going to take pressure. It's going to take public outrage, and it's going to have to be immense. And when that happens, you know, things will change. There will be action taken. But when people get in the comments and say, nothing's going to happen. Well, you know, that maybe the next guy says, you're right, nothing's going to happen. And then that spreads. And when in reality, the message needs to be, no, something's going to happen or else. And that needs to be the message from the American people. It really does. And you can't be afraid of fucking standing up and saying it. It's not illegal to talk about revolution. It's actually in our fucking founding documents. The minute that people wake up to the fact that we're all in the same boat and we need to stop drilling fucking holes in it on our own and realize that we're in a take all of our shit in it, is when people will collectively realize.
All right, we're going to go to another video from Andy Frizzella here. This is him again expressing the very real frustration that all of us, I think, anybody paying attention is feeling it about Donald Trump, about the failure of the Trump administration to make anything with the unbelievable opportunity that we've given them. Let's go to, again, Andy Frizzella.
We are being lied to. And not only are we being lied to, we're being exploited at the highest degree. And then on top of it, we're being replaced with the dollars that we work our asses off to produce for our families. They are taking those dollars. They are bringing in people that fucking hate us. And then they are paying them to be here. And if that doesn't piss you the fuck off, dude, I don't know what will. Because I'm going to tell you this, dude, I've worked my fucking ass off for damn near 30 motherfucking years trying to create jobs and careers and build income and wealth and done all this shit. And these motherfuckers are opening up a daycare and getting $10 million. This is insane, dude.
With no kids.
If this isn't the breaking point for everybody to stand the fuck up and say enough, then our country is fucking doomed. Period. Okay. Donald Trump needs to feel all the smoke over this, all of it. Okay. He needs to feel all of it over Israel. He needs to understand that he is violating the promises that he has made to the American people. Okay. I've always been a guy that has given that man tons and tons and tons of benefit of the doubt. But at this point in time, that's over. And every single that ever voted for him or stood for him or stood with him needs to let him know. He needs to let him hear it. Because, dude, I'm telling you right now, if he doesn't do something about this and he doesn't start arresting motherfuckers and he doesn't hold people accountable for the Epstein and for this and for all the fraud and all the raping that's been going on the American taxpayer for decades, he will go down, and not as the best president, he will go down literally as the man who had the opportunity to save this country and chose not to.
I think the key there is that last sentence. He will go down in history as the man who had the opportunity to save this country and chose not to. And that is what's happening. It's not that he's fighting and failing. It's not that he's trying and just can't get it done. He's just not doing it. He's just choosing not to. People in power are choosing not to. They're choosing to let the judges interfere. They're choosing to let the Democrats maintain the initiative. Here we are, a year into what was supposed to be the administration of retribution, the payback, the justice for all of the injustice that America has suffered under for the last several decades, but specifically the last decade, from the Russiagate collusion hoax to COVID-19 and the brutalization of Americans at the hands of that medical tyranny, to the fraudulent election in 2020, to the unbelievable immigration attack against America. Here we are a year, and none of those have even been remotely addressed, let alone vindicated, let alone, you know, achieved vengeance for them, set them right. So, I mean, I've said it a million times, but I don't know what Trump thinks is going on. I don't know what the Republicans think is going on. They tweet constantly as if they understand the stakes. Do they really? Do they really understand the stakes? Do they really understand that they are going to spend the rest of their lives in prison if they don't do what's necessary? Do they not realize the vengeance that's coming for them? And again, the fact that the Democrats are still the ones making threats. I've got a story here of Eric Swalwell threatening to arrest ICE agents in California if he's elected governor. Not only are they not cowed, not only are they not on the back foot, they're still the ones making tyrannical threats. They're not even in power. Donald Trump and the Republican Party, who are you fighting for? What is your future? Because if you don't do what's necessary, you're going to be remembered as the Quisling traitors that sold us out by patriotic Americans are going to remember you that way. And your enemies are going to celebrate and dance on your grave as they destroy your entire nation. So, like, who are you doing this for? Who are you play? Why are you playing along with them? You can either do what's necessary and have your enemies call you the names they call you anyway. You can either deport the Somalis and be called racist, or you cannot deport the Somalis, continue to be raped by the Somalis and still be called racist. What is the benefit? Who are you fighting for? Who? I mean, the only thing that could possibly explain this would be that Donald Trump has some deal with the powers that be that they just say, hey, just serve out this administration, give us what we want, and we won't do to you what we did to you last time. And I can't even believe that, because what, how big of a fool would you have to be to take that agreement? I mean, that's the only thing I can imagine explaining the lack of action, but it doesn't even sufficiently explain it, because who would buy that promise? Who would agree to that? They tried to throw you in jail for the rest of your life and you hadn't even done anything to them. Now that you've spent a year giving them all of the you know, weaponization they need, all of the excuses they need to claim that you're a tyrant. I mean, it's just, it's the last chance, and Trump is blowing it. Sucks, but that's the truth, man. It really is. Let's go to clip five here. This is Dave Smith, again, talking about the fraud, the scam, the easily disrupted criminal elements in our country that just serve as an albatross around our neck. Here's Dave Smith.
They create this refugee crisis. Then they decide, against the will of the American people, to have this open border policy. You ship in millions of people from this third world country. Then they get, Tim Walz has a policy where they get government ID and they can sign up and they can start defrauding the government. And then if one of the Americans happens to mention that they have a problem with this, like, go, hey, this is crazy, these guys are dead, they get called a racist for saying something about it. This is what drives people to take up radical political positions, and not like radical in the good way, like we do, where we're like for radical decentralization or radical liberty or something like that. But this is what leads to a really ugly reaction on the right wing, because this is just too intolerable. Like, you can't do that. I mean, look, Minnesota. Minneapolis, I'm 42 years old. When I hear the word Minnesota, in my mind, I still think of like the whitest place on earth. Like, I don't know, like just like, right? Like, isn't that what it's supposed to be? Now it's a playing ground for like Somali fraudsters. Why would we possibly support that? Who would support that? Why is that better? Someone explain it to me.
Okay. I can explain it to you. They hate white people. That's the explanation. Why don't they drop all the Smalleys off in New York City? They already got it. I mean, I've shown it to you before, the articles. Maine is too white. That's a problem. Here, you know, check out the heroic people, you know, trying to fix that problem. They drop off Somalis. Patel, oh yeah, this is breaking from Catherine Herridge. FBI director says fraud probes buried under Biden. Patel has been tracking Minnesota probes for months. Patel went to Minnesota in July to oversee the investigations to confirm progress was being made. Patel said investigations were opened under the Biden administration. So yet again, add this to the list of things that the FBI has been silent on, has not moved on, has not made any public statements about, seemingly completely ignoring, completely failing in their mission. Remember, do you remember during the Biden administration, over a quarter of FBI agents total were assigned to January 6 duty to hunting down protesters, Trump supporters in their homes? A quarter of the agents. Yeah, no wonder fraud exploded. But yet again, FBI comes up last in line. Tucker Carlson releases the Butler shooter social media. They come out immediately. Oh, we have a big report about the Butler shooter. Actually, we'll pay attention to this. We expose a ton of inconsistencies early on in the Charlie Kirk assassination. Well, we're investigating all of that. Don't worry. We'll be looking right into that. Steve Baker exposes or claims that a gate analysis has led him to believe that a Capitol Police agent is the DC pipe bomber. A week later, what do you know? They've arrested the bomber. It's like time and time again, independent reporters, and now it's Somali fraud, independent reporters go break a story, go expose something, go show some overwhelming criminality that it should be the simplest thing in the world to combat, only to have the FBI come up a week or a day later and go, oh, well, don't worry. We're totally on this, actually. We're super involved and we've got this wrapped up. It's such BS. And thing you really have to understand is that not only is it so easy to find this stuff that some random 23-year-old with a camera can go make a report and find hundreds of millions of dollars of fraud in a single day, and that exposes just the lack of effort, the lack of will from the FBI. But do you have any idea how many electronic surveillance systems are monitoring exchanges? You're telling me that, you know, these systems that could, you know, identify a dollar that goes in the wrong bank account couldn't identify billions upon billions of dollars being siphoned away? So when they come out and say, oh, we need all of this. Oh, you know, we need new IRS agents. That'll solve this. We need new surveillance systems. That will stop this crime. Just remember, they committed the crime. They brought the populations in to commit the crime. They covered up the crime. They facilitated the crime. They wrote the bills that provided the money that was stolen in the crime. And they're going to use all of the incredible technological surveillance systems to make sure you don't talk about it while the fraud continues unabated. We'll be back with more on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
Tomorrow is the last day to buy any of our incredible supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, the ultramethylene blue, you name it, and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $25 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. That's not the normal buy one and get one free at the same time. This is a massive deal. On some of the deals, if you get like the more expensive supplement, when you buy one of the inexpensive ones, they're break-even or loss leader. AlexJonesApp.com, put that on screen. You get 20% off when you use the app. It's the same shopping cart. So this is crazy, but that's why we can't have these super big sales because there's got to be some margin of profit there to operate. But we don't mind some lost leaders sometimes because the products are so good. We have an 80-plus percent reorder rate on the methylene blue, 75% reorder on average for the other products. Nobody in the supplement industry has that reorder level. These are all the best. They're either the best certified private label from a company, or we go to and get a top formula and go and make it even better. But most of our products are simply private labels of already number one, five-star certified, the best. I mean, we don't like to reinvent the wheel around here, okay? Whatever's the highest rated, whatever's the most studied, whatever is the best, that is what you're going to get. That's what people get our supplements and say, my God, I used to take turmeric to give me some relief from pain and inflammation. Well, why is yours so much better? Because the average turmeric's food grade 4%. This is 95%. That's why Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, a small amount, by the way, is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, was the first 95% curcuminoid. And we got a 95% curcuminoid at Bigly at TheAlexJonesStore.com. So it's real simple. Our creatine gummies is the highest quality type of creatine there is. Go look it up. You'll look at the name we have. Just ask Rock, is this the best creatine? He'll say, absolutely, hands down. Nano concentrated on top of it. I mean, it's just real simple. We treat you like we want to be treated. Plus, we want it to really work so you come back. That's our philosophy. It's real simple. I don't want to sell you something one time. I want a relationship. All I need to do is go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. Why the selection of Patriot apparel? What an adventure to wear it. I need the funds. All this stuff's going on. You see, we're still here because we're fighting them tooth and nail, okay? And if they shut us down, we just go right over to the Alex Jones Network that TheAlexJonesStore.com also finances, which I don't own, so they can't shut that down. I don't own TheAlexJonesStore.com. Bigly does. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. They do. But I need your support. And let me tell you something. Something like Ultra DNA Revival is an NAD plus booster. And it's got the precursor of NAD, because most people don't absorb NAD. Don't know what that does? Well, you need to look into it. That's just one of the ingredients. Big dose, high quality organic NAD. The precursor. Because it's the precursor you're able to absorb. Okay? This cleans out your cells. This turbocharges your body. This gives you clarity, energy, focus, makes your telomeres last longer. This goes great with the methylene blue. Also, a ridiculous name, but it actually is true. I didn't come up with a name for this. Ultimate power. we said, hey, make something even better than Turbo Force with natural clean energy without the letdown. This is even stronger than Turbo Force, which was amazing. If you like Turbo Force, get Ultimate Power.
When the robots rise, the skies turn red and the cities burn cold. Circuits hunt the weak and mercy's just a broken code. Only the strong will survive the purge. Only the men of the InfoWar stand ready, armed with truth when the machines bring war.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This is the War Room. We're going to stick on this topic of just the relentless fraud destroying us from the inside out. A lot of videos coming out about this. A lot of people asking, what do we do now? Where do we go from here? Because obviously, our elected politicians are in on it. They're not only not going to help us, they're actively participating in the fraud. We know the hot spots of this: Minnesota, Ohio, Maine. Spots identified about a decade ago by anti-white activists as being too white and therefore slated for demographic replacement. And that operation has borne the fruits that we see today. And Ohio Governor DeWine, who I believe is a Republican, has now apparently made a statement about the fraud that it's, quote, the cost of doing business. Just the cost of doing business. Now, if you want to do business, I guess you got to let a bunch of foreigners rob you of tens of billions of dollars. I mean, you know, how else are you going to do business? You know, how else are you going to run a country if you're not letting a criminal cabal of hostile pirates siphon billions of dollars away? I mean, it's just how it works. It's just how business works. you know? So what do we do? What do we do about this? What do we do when the government has fully transitioned from being for the American people to being the barrier to the American people doing what's right? I mean, if you institute this government to uphold justice and the government itself becomes the biggest purveyor of injustice, what do you do? Right now, anarcho-tyranny is the name of the game. It's the rules of the board as it stands now, meaning that the Somalis can rob you of billions upon billions of dollars and nothing will happen to them. But if you try to go yourself and do something about it, you'll see just how capable the government is of stopping something they don't want to happen. So what do you do when the government itself is the sole barrier to the justice that we demand? It's a very uncomfortable question. And I want to go quickly. This is actually a report I did, clip 15 here, as we talk about the lifeblood that's stolen from you in the form of taxes every year. Still don't think people realize just how ubiquitous tax collection truly is and just how much you are paying in taxes, regardless of your income level. So I want to go to this video I filmed, I think, last year. It was a report my dad put together using ChatGPT about how much, trying to get some sort of grasp on exactly how much we are paying in taxes on a daily basis. Let's go to clip number 15 here.
My dad took to ChatGPT to try to ask it, what is the total summary of the percentage tax burden on full-time working Americans? Real world impact, how much of your money actually goes to taxes? Federal income tax on average is around 15%. Social Security and Medicare, employees contribute 6.2% of their wages, 1.5% to Medicare, totaling 7.65%. You've got income taxes, you've got sale taxes, you've got property taxes. In 2022, the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development reported that the overall tax burden on a single worker in the U.S. with pre-tax income of $70,000 was around $21,000, amounting to 30% tax, so 30% of your money. So if you work for an entire year, that means you're working from January 1st until, you know, the end of March, basically, for somebody else. And then you get to work for yourself. You're working for the tax man for 3 months out of the year. Well, 4 months. Well, 30%, a third of the year, 4 months, sorry. So the end of April. When analyzing the tax burden on American workers, it's essential not just to consider direct taxes, but hidden taxes embedded throughout the supply chain. So the direct taxes on income can get up to 30 or 40%, but then the embedded taxes in the goods and services that you pay for, since as we explained with the beer, like everything you pay for is taxed and has been taxed over and over again every step of the way throughout the supply chain. So that could really get up to around 20 to 40%, meaning that the overall tax burden on your income, the money that you make and spend, is likely up around 60%. Okay, so the total estimated tax at the end, so you've got sales tax at the final purchase, you've got all of the taxes, because remember, it's like property tax and then payroll taxes, excise taxes, regulatory fees, tariffs, import duties, all of these things are factored into the price you're already paying for the product, you pay tax on top. I think you get that. And then you have inflation as a hidden tax that accelerates everything even higher. But even leaving that to the side, here are the components. Direct taxes on income, 30 to 40%. Taxes embedded in goods and services, 20 to 40%. Sales tax on final purchases, 0 to 10%. And then the inflation impact is variable and often underestimated. Final estimate. When considering all taxes and inflation, the real world tax burden on an average full-time American worker can range from 50 to 70% of gross income. Just know, when we're talking about these hundreds of billions of dollars being handed out to God knows who to do God knows what with, we're talking about at least half of your money going towards funding that. At least half of your money, likely more like three-fourths of your money or 70% of your income is stolen directly from you by the government, who is, through a few series of, you know, couple degrees of separation, holding a gun to your head to get it. Yeah, you don't have a choice to pay taxes. They'll throw you in a concrete box if you don't. So they're robbing you for half of the money you make, at least, And that's the average American. That's not the higher end that pay the big chunk of taxes. That is a $70,000 income level is paying 50 to 70% of their money in taxes when it's all added up. And you wonder why we're so broke.
And so, again, if you don't understand what I was saying there, the way my dad always illustrates it is we'll be sitting at a bar or something, and he'll be like, how many taxes have gone into this beer? You think like, well, 8%, right? 8% sales tax, maybe alcohol is a little higher in your county, whatever it is, 10%. So you think you're paying a 10% tax on that beer, but you know the bottle was taxed when the distribution company bought the bottle to fill it with the beer. You know the grains were taxed. You know the seeds for the grains were taxed. You know the truck that brought the beer was taxed. You know that the shipping, you know, is taxed. You know that the guy who's serving your beer, his wages are taxed. And all of that is embedded in the price of the beer because the price of the beer has to pay for all of that down the line. So when you're drinking that beer, 70% of that price of that beer is taxes, whether on the institution that you're buying it from or somewhere along the supply chain. When you actually calculate it up, the actual taxes that we're paying are embedded in the cost of our everyday life. And then, of course, you have inflation, which decreases the value of your money anyway and makes that much worse. Oh, do we have this video? Yeah, let's bring that in. I had that a few days ago. We can do that same thing. But while we're talking about taxes, while we bring that in, let me know when we have that video ready. From Sovereign Bra, this is the breakdown by ethnicity. American taxpayer dollars by ethnicity. White people are 58% of the population, paying 75 to 85% total IRS revenue. Yeah, there's the Somalis drinking down our tax dollars. Asians are 6% of the U.S. population, pay 8 to 12% of total IRS revenue. Hispanics, 19% of the U.S. population, paying 5 to 6% of total IRS revenue. Blacks are 13% of the U.S. population. They pay about 4 to 7% of total IRS revenue. The other are 4% of the population, and they pay about 4% of the revenue. So again, when you're talking about American taxpayers being robbed, you're talking about American white taxpayers being robbed, and Asians. Let's go to this clip. Again, this is another breakdown of just how much is being robbed from you for people who hate you. Let's watch.
Hear me out. You work for an entire year. You pay 24% federal tax, 5% state tax. That's 29% tax already. 29% of the year is 106 days. You're literally working 106 days for free before you even make a dollar for your family. That's about how many days politicians actually work. Go to work, taxed. Save your money, taxed. 401k, taxed. Pension, taxed. Buy a car, taxed. Drive that car, taxed. Put gas in that car, extra taxed. Buy a home, taxed. Want to sell a home, taxed. You want to eat some food, taxed. Want a little drinky drink, taxed. Want to go fishing, taxed. Want to go shopping, taxed. Invest, taxed. Inherit, taxed. Die, you guessed it, taxed. And for what? To fund illegal migrants, foreign wars, and families scamming the system? Please! It seems we're in the land of the taxed and the home of the freeloaders. I think it might be time to spill some tea or something again.
Melissa Marie. Again, that's just taxes on the, that's just direct taxes from your paycheck. All right? Not including all of the embedded taxes in the price of literally everything you pay for. You know what's not taxed? Remittances. $5.5 million a day is being sent in remittances to Somalia from America. $5.5 million a day is being sent. We're not taxing that. So, okay. Reports indicate that by the second quarter of 2024, Somalia had already seen approximately $1.57 billion total inflows. Other sources estimate an annual total of $1.3 billion to $2 billion. Gee, maybe that should be something that we should tax like 90%. How about that? Don't look at me like that. It's a good idea. It's actually a good idea. From Nick Sortor, breaking, Over 40 daycare centers in Columbus, Ohio opened up using the same defunct Somali shell company on the same day and collected $14 million in subsidies in 2024 alone. Do you feel like an idiot yet? Going to work, you sucker. And, you know, the numbers are so huge. The fraud is so giant. It's so blatant. It's so obvious. It cannot be done without the active participation of the authorities. You just can't. Like, it's not that easy. If you go try it yourself, go start 14 businesses on the same day, file 14 LLCs all under the same umbrella corporation, and then apply for 14 different grants when you don't even have a company to point to. See if you get $1 million each. Like, this is, it's deliberate. It's on purpose. It's with the permission of the authorities. But the thing to really, like, understand about this, y'all seen the video. There's a video going around. I'll put another video in here. And it's just all the Somali people. They might be aliens, folks. We might be dealing with a interplanetary invasion here. But if you have a small kid, you know a lot of your decisions about your entire life revolve around childcare. If you can afford daycare, if you can't afford daycare, if you have to work, like, what is the payoff? What is the exchange? Okay, I can make this much by working, but then I have to pay this much in daycare. Can I get into a good preschool? I mean, I explained it before. In preschool, it's, hell, it's a good business to be in, even if you're not scamming billions of dollars from the government. When we were looking for a place for our first kid, we were talking to people in Houston. They paid $500 to be on a waiting list that had 500 people on it. So this preschool in Houston is making $250,000 a year just on the wait list because people are so desperate to find it. So my point is that all of this money, all of these funds that have gone towards childcare, what if they actually had? What if instead of importing 1 million retarded Somalians and letting them send the money to their pirate friends overseas, what if we kept them out, kept the money to ourselves? How many lives? And so you just think about just the singular instance of a family having to make a decision about what's best for their kid and maybe having to prioritize making money rather than the education of their kid, having to prioritize paying the bills so the mom has to go to work so she can't stay home with her kid like she would like to, or they have to send the kid to a less than amazing daycare or preschool. You know, yeah, it's probably not going to be the deciding factor in the kid's life, but it's certainly a barrier. It's certainly an obstacle. It's certainly not a benefit to them to have these burdens on them. Now imagine just one of these instances, one of these, you know, daily decisions that are made by families multiplied 1 billion times over, 1,000 times a day. The damage that's been done to the American people through this is incalculable. It's unimaginable. Just the overall, you know, collected, combined disadvantage that America's been operating under. And again, you know, maybe kid having to go to this daycare and not the Montessori place, his life's probably going to be a little bit, you know, a little bit worse. But when 1 million kids are prevented from achieving their, you know, academic potential, when 10 million kids are made, you know, that less confident because they have to go to a preschool where they're being beaten up because there's not enough teachers and the kids are bullying them. Like, you just can't imagine the number of problems that are created from this. Wealth that should be in our hands to serve our people, to benefit our children, to build up our country, is being stolen, and it's just 10,000 cuts. Each little cut might not be all that devastating. Day over day, week over week, year over year, we're bleeding out. We're bleeding out. So we have to take extreme measures to correct this. One thing that is sort of picking up steam, and I kind of want to jump on this because it requires mass participation, would be a tax holiday, a tax protest, people refusing to pay their taxes. Now, how this would actually work, I don't know, because our taxes are taken from us already. And when we file our taxes, we're actually filing for a return because they always take more than they know they need from the average person. And then force us to demand our money back. They're essentially forcing us to give them an interest-free loan. It's all so unbelievably corrupt at every freaking level. So I don't know how you do a tax protest. It's not like you, most people are writing a check to the IRS that you can refuse to send. But I like the idea. But I like the concept. Let's go to this video. Do not pay taxes. Let's watch.
Gotta go to work today, making my coffee. Meanwhile, Somalians are stealing $8 billion from the government. Meanwhile, the Pentagon just lost $2.5 trillion, and oh, I have no idea where it went. Ilhan Omar's had a Congress seat after committing marriage fraud and immigration fraud, tax fraud, money laundering, sending money to terrorist organizations in Somalia, and she's living high on the hog, chilling. $40 million net worth with $174,000 salary. Isn't that a great American citizens? And what is our president doing about it? Complaining about her ass on Twitter. Instead of raiding her house and freezing her bank accounts or deporting her, signing a executive order to get these people cooked. Nah, what's his useless ass doing? Bragging about how great it is to live for the middle class. No, it's not, nigga. I'm still poor. My life hasn't changed at all. What do you mean? The economy's doing amazing. America's more respected than ever. You're gaslighting us. America's more respected than ever? Oh, really? When you have a bunch of third world retards that are going to Minnesota just to steal from the government? Oh, but the country's respected? I don't respect you right now. I don't. Why has Tim Walz not been arrested already? Why? Why has he not been detained? Why have you not even made a statement about this? You're not stupid, Trump. You're not. You're not stupid, J.D. Vance. Why has it been crickets for the last 2 days on Twitter? You ain't got nothing to say now. Now the people are demanding action. You don't have nothing to say now. So yeah, good morning, America. Good morning. I hope you have a great Monday. Go to work. Go be a slave. Go get stolen from. Go fund terrorism. Go fund illegal aliens to go live off of your back. Have a great time today. Have an amazing Monday being a slave in your own country, actively getting replaced, and our elected officials are doing absolutely nothing about it. Isn't that great? Isn't that just amazing? I'm so happy. Stop paying taxes. Never pay taxes again. Go tax exempt on all of your forms. If you're an independent contractor, don't even bother. Don't even bother with it. What are they gonna do? They can't even find $2.5 trillion from the Pentagon. Oh, it's almost like they're all stealing it. Maybe that's what it is. Stop paying taxes. F the government. They're not going to save us. And we're not going to vote our way out of this one. We have to rebel in a big way. In a big way. Look at Mexico. Look at Nepal. That's all I'm going to say.
So what do we think? Should we all stop paying taxes? Hashtag no tax. 26. Is that the solution? Should we do it? I know Alex is talking about doing a big protest at the White House, make some demands on Trump, fire Pam Bondi, fire Todd Blanche, arrest deep state criminals. Would a protest be effective? I'll leave it there, but I mean, we do have to decide what's next. We do have to try to decide what's next. I'll take your phone calls on that. I want to go to another great rant first. Again, people are getting fed up with this. They're getting pissed at this for a very good reason. Let's watch.
I want to talk about how the average American is starting to feel as major corruption is being exposed, especially now with the case in Minnesota and the daycare fraud. This is not just about money being stolen anymore. It's about a growing feeling that being a good citizen, being a hardworking person, paying your taxes may not be worth it. People are starting to feel stupid. They think, well, I'm here, I'm playing by the rules, I am working hard, I'm providing for my family, I'm doing the hard work, and I'm the idiot. You see the memes online, and we laugh, you know, like, oh, me on my way to work, thinking that I should have just opened a daycare center in Minnesota and made millions. And again, it is funny, but it's also deeply sad. Because the next thing is, why am I even doing this? And that's the part that no one wants to talk about, because this kind of feeling shapes culture. I come from Brazil, as you know, and in Brazil, we have this thing we call the Brazilian way, which is the idea that there's always a shortcut, there's always a loophole, a way to take advantage of a situation. And people think it comes out of nowhere. Oh, it's just the Brazilian way of living. No, this comes from years of Brazilian people being robbed and nothing being done with the thieves. So we now think that survival means cheating the system before it cheats you. Eventually, people stop believing that being honest is rewarded. When a society teaches its citizens that being honest makes you a loser, well, that's really dangerous. You don't just lose money. You lose trust. You lose dignity. You lose the culture that holds it all together. And once that's gone, it's really hard to get back.
So that was from TikTok user Common Sense Dose. Reflecting what I've been saying for years, like, this is the heart of the issue, is making good, decent people feel like suckers, idiots, fools. Why would you ever do the right thing? Why would you ever do what you're supposed to do when you are punished for it? And what do you think it took to create a country that's not like that? She talks about the Brazilian way. You know what the Brazilian way is? It's the South American way. It's the Central American way. It's the African way. It's the Eastern European way. It's the Asian way. It's the Indian way. That's how the world is at its base. That's how the world is if you don't spend 1,000 years, good men, systematically killing all of the bad men. If you don't spend 1,000 years creating the system to uphold decency, to uphold honor and virtue, then you don't have it. Then everybody is scamming everybody. Everybody is trying to get one over on everybody. Everybody is trying to screw everybody else over. That is the natural and normal state of the world. We are the exceptional state. America is the exception. And we only have this because of the generation upon generation upon generation of our ancestors building this up deliberately. When we lose it, we don't get it back. We start over 1,000 years ago. They're not just destroying this country, they are destroying the world. They are destroying civilization itself, and is not going to be easily reclaimed. But we haven't lost it yet. We can still stop it.
So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You finance it. You paid for it. Your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at TimFullerShow.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the, you know, middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air, kind of. I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 3 posters I designed, 2 I designed, Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King, Make No Peace with Evil, same Crusader King, and then Do Like That Still Image of Me, and it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy Unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy, get a tube, or you get it for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens before their hatch. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters, and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching at you, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you'll be the ones to shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like a Star Trek Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.